Bye, gang.
Change the theme song again.
Same artist, different song.
Love and Blue.
I think that was Jack Benny's theme song, but this is a warped version of it.
Isn't it crazy? Oh, man, I could listen to Spike Jones all day long.
Okay. yeah, that's great. We'll be hearing that to start off the show for a while. Maybe I'll change it again.
So much Spike Jones material is perfect as a theme for this show. This is Knock on Wood. That's the name of the show. And I'm Steve Charney, and Harry's going to be in a little while. Harry's my dummy. I'm a ventriloquist. On the radio. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm on the honor system. My lips don't move. Don't worry about it.
You're also going to hear Kathy Fink do a song called Melinda.
Groucho Marx. Go West, young man. I think we're going to fit in Henny Youngman in here. We're going to start off with Zoom. This was a TV show that was very popular a number of years ago. Probably all those kids have grown up now. They're lawyers and doctors and garbage men and who knows what they are. But they did a very nice job back then. This is Octopus's Garden. It's an old Beatles song. I always liked this version that they did of it.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade.
Isn't that a nice version of that Beatles song? Originally, Ringo Starr sang that. I'm pretty sure he sang it, yeah, didn't he? Sang Yellow Submarine, I know that one. Okay, it's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's joined me, man. So, how you doing?
I need an allowance.
Ooh, why don't you just start right up? You don't need an allowance.
But I do.
Look, Harry, you know what you're like. You're like royalty. You don't need to carry cash. Do you think that Queen Elizabeth carries around a few bob in her purse when she goes out?
Who's Bob?
Bob, that's an amount of English money.
A Bob? Is that because it floats?
I don't know why they call it Bob.
Have they cut all the hair off it?
Look, you're missing my point. The Queen doesn't carry pounds around with her if she's going to hit the corner deli.
If she keeps on hitting the corner deli, she is going to carry a lot of pounds on her.
We're talking about English money.
I'd sure hate to taste a pound cake of that corner deli.
Look, this isn't funny, and you're just wasting my time and everyone else's. I'm trying to explain to you that you are royalty. You don't need money.
Just $2 a week.
Not $1.
Why do they call it a buck?
Stop it.
How about 50 cents?
No. If I gave you money, you would do nothing but spend it on wild women.
Ooh, but I like wild women. There's nothing cooler than seeing some woman running through the woods, growling and carrying on. Then if you try to get her to go back to her home, she tries to bite you. She wants to hang out with a buck.
Stop with a buck.
How about a quarter of a buck? Just his leg.
Stop it.
A dime. One crummy dime!
Let me put it this way. Do you do anything around the house to warrant getting an allowance? Huh? Huh? You sit in your trunk all day watching television. I never see you wash the dishes or do the laundry.
I'm a dummy, for Pete's sake!
Precisely my point. Where are you going to spend your money?
All right, all right. I didn't want to have to do this, but you left me no choice. If I don't start getting some money around here, well, you might wake up one morning and find some of the dishes, let's say, well, they had a slight accident.
You wouldn't.
You do want to make sure that your shoes are still around when you look for them each morning? I can see it now. You wake up. You look for your boots. Nothing. They're gone. You have to go to work in your socks. Oh, that would be a shame, wouldn't it?
This is extortion.
I wouldn't call it extortion.
Why not?
Because I don't know what it means.
It's like blackmail.
That's right. One morning you go get your mail, and mysteriously it's been painted black. Ha! You can't read it anymore.
And all this could be avoided if I give you an allowance.
That's right.
I don't work like that. You can't extort money from me.
Oh, no. Whoops! Hey, you just spilled that juice on me. It was an accident. Really? No, no. I mean it, Steve. Steve, don't look at me like that. It was an accident.
The fairest in land. Her nose was like an old hoe cake, and her teeth were like a ham. She was 6 feet or over, her hair a beautiful red. She used to stand upon a chair when she wanted to scratch her head. Well, don't you cry, Melinda, now don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee, but I'll be back again, my love, with the horns in the ear. Pick one, my old banjo for you, Melinda, dear. I saw her, I never will forget. She threw her arms around my neck and hugged me to her lips, and she whispered very sweetly, "You are a handsome chap." She broke my new suspenders when she sat upon my lap. Well, don't you cry, Melinda, now don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee, but I'll be back again, my love, with the corns in the ear. Pick upon my old banjo for you, Melinda, dear. As an elephant, how happy I would be. I'd lock Melinda in my trunk and throw away the key. If I was an alligator and went out for a swim, I'd open up my alligator and throw Melinda in. Well, don't you cry, Melinda, now don't you cry for me. I'm going away to leave you way down in Tennessee, but I'll be back again, my love, when the corn's in the ear. Pick paw my old banjo for you, Melinda, dear. I'd bring it home. Her hair beautiful red. She used to stand upon a chair when she wanted to scratch her head.
That's Kathy Fink's album, I'm Gonna Tell. That's an old record. That's with Duck Donald and Peter Paul Van Camp singing with her. She's now with Marcy Marxer. She does a lot of albums with Marcy Marxer. They do wonderful music together. That's banjo picking, I'll say there. Yeah. It's Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney, and if you're tuning in late, I'll tell you what's going on. Harry's trying to get me to give him an allowance, but I say no go.
He doesn't deserve an allowance.
If I don't ever have any money of my own, how am I going to develop a healthy sense of independence? Not having an allowance could seriously undermine my future as an adult.
Listen, don't you understand that you're a dummy? That means you're never going to grow up. You're always going to stay exactly the way you are. If I start giving you an allowance, I'll never be able to stop. You'll never grow up. I'll still be giving you money 40 years from now.
Oh, no, Steve. You'll be long gone by then. Of course, I'll still be here.
Look, no allowance and that's final.
All right. I didn't want to have to do this, but you left me no choice. I'm going to appeal to the kids.
What do you mean?
Hey, kids, it's obvious that Steve is a meanie, right? I'm talking to you, the one listening to this radio program. Well, can't you help a poor, underprivileged wooden American like myself? Won't you share your allowances with me? And if you don't have an allowance, go into your mommy's purse and...
Stop it. Stop it right now.
I can't breathe.
You don't breathe. You're a puppet.
I can see how nasty he is. Have pity, boys and girls. Send me...
All right. All right. You can have an allowance. Just stop it.
I want $10.
That's not an allowance. That's a salary.
All right, $9.50.
$1.
$8.
$1.50.
$7. And you pay me every Monday before school.
$2, and I pay you every Friday after I get paid.
$6, and you pay me every Sunday.
$2.50, and I pay you every Friday and Tuesday.
$5, and you pay me every Wednesday and Thursday.
$3. Wait a second. $5 every Wednesday and Thursday is $10.
I'll take it.
Listen to me. You're getting $1. And you're going to earn it.
Hey!
First you wash and wax my car.
Darn! All right, give me a rag. I'll run out right now and do it.
Good. While you're doing it, we're going to hear a recording.
Mr. Horace Greeley was no fool. I'm sure that you agree with me that Greeley was no fool.
What he is getting at is that Mr. Greeley was no fool.
The wisdom of a man can be denied by none, for he's the one that said,
before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania, or Japan,
go west, young man.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come
to the long prairie. Yippee-yee, yippee-yee.
Yippee-yee, yee-yee.
Yippee-yee, yippee-yee, yippee-yee.
Before you read a travel ad and scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan,
go west, young man.
In the east they live on donuts, in the west the natives grow nuts, and I'll guarantee you'll go nuts if you come
to the long prairie. Yippee-yi, yippee-yi.
Yippee-yi, yi-yi.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yi, yippee-yi.
A cowboy's gal is a real true pal. She will stick to him right or wrong.
Right or wrong.
She don't say nothing. And she don't do nothing, and she don't know nothing, and she don't want nothing but a horse and a cowboy. Or she just keeps a rolling along.
Go west, young man. Go where the air puts hair in your chest.
You can ride a bucking prongo or a pony. You can cut a calf in half and make bologna.
Go west, young man. Go right out there and give them the very best you can.
Don't go east, don't go south, don't go north, have a care. Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there. If it's true what they say about Dixie,
go west, young man.
Go out and till the soil there. Dig for gold and you'll find oil there.
As the crow flies when the snow flies, go west at home.
If you are fond of hunting, there's no place that can compare. You may not bag a lion or a tiger or a bear, but if you want a jackass, there are plenty of them there.
Go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair. They always are, of course. A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce. The cowboy got the children, and the missus got the horse.
Go west.
Groucho Marx, of course. Yeah. It's Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Charney. Finally been convinced to give Harry an allowance, but only if he earns it. He's outside polishing my car. When he comes back, I'll give him his dollar. That's the problem. He's never going to grow up, so I'll be giving him this dollar a week forever. It's just not fair. Oh, here he is now. So, Harry, how did it go?
Well, Steve, your car looks great, so give me the buck.
What did you use to polish my car?
Oh, what do you mean, what did I use? I used car wax.
Is that what you have in your hand?
Yeah.
This isn't car wax. It's shoe polish. Black shoe polish.
Whoops.
I don't believe this. You used shoe polish?
Sorry, I couldn't find the car wax.
That's it. That's it. You're not getting a dollar from me, young man.
Hey, I did my part. You didn't say what I had to use to polish your car. Now give me my money.
All right. It's worth a dollar just to shut you up about it.
Your car looks good. Looks like a hearse now.
I can't seem to get this out of my pocket.
Well, try harder.
No, I think it's stuck.
Here, I'll help pull your arm out, Steve. Here we go. Ow! Ow! Your arm was really stuck in there. Now give me the dollar.
I can't. It's stuck to my fingers.
Hey, it is. Let me try to pull it off your fingers. Wow, it's really stuck.
I don't know what the problem is.
I do.
What? What?
I finally see what this is all about. I see what this is all about. It's not about me being worthy of an allowance. It's about you being a cheap son of a gun. You can't part with money, Charney.
You're right. It goes back to my childhood. You see, Harry, I never had an allowance as a boy.
Aha! Uh-huh. Now we're getting somewhere.
It's been a bone of contention with me for years. I still have tremendous anger towards my parents for not giving me one lousy dime a week when I was a boy.
Ooh, they must have been mean. They didn't feed you at all, huh?
No, they fed me.
3 meals a day?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Then they didn't clothe you, huh? They had you in rags.
Well, no, they clothed me. I had nice clothes.
All right, what did they do then? They left you out on the street.
No, I lived in a good home.
How about medical attention, education, toys?
I had all that.
But they didn't give you an allowance.
No, I had no allowance.
Just $200 a week for basic services.
But no allowance.
How much was the going rate when you were a boy?
About a quarter a week.
Uh-huh. You little man.
I'm just following my family script, Harry. I didn't get an allowance, so I don't want to give you an allowance.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You give me $10 a week allowance.
That's outrageous.
Wait, hear me out. And I'll give you a dollar allowance back.
You do that for me? You give me the allowance I never had?
Sure.
You are a kind boy, Harry.
So where's the $10?
Here you go.
Okay, thank you very much. And here's your dollar back.
Thank you. I'll never forget you for this.
Ah, don't mention it.
Thank you. anytime you can be seen.
It's about midnight each Halloween.
Then you dance right out of here. You'll be back again next year. Skeleton Jones rattling bones. Skeleton Jones rattling bones. Skeleton Jones rattling bones.
That nice song, yeah. Family Arts Theater put that together. Nice music on that. Pennsylvania. Well, yes, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It's actually an album called It's Halloween. Should save for Halloween, but nah, it's too good to save. A Thousand Cousins is the name of the book by David Harrison. It's put out on Boyd's Mill Press, and there are all these funny little poems. A Thousand Cousins. Where did I get these cousins? I never ordered any. What earthly good are cousins, and why are there so many? I bet I've got 1,000. I'd sell you for a penny. Short and sweet. Who ate the last 5 cookies? My sister said, I couldn't. So I said, I'm sure you could. She said, I really shouldn't. And I said, I think you should. She said, I know I wouldn't. But I said, I bet you would. So when she said, I didn't, I said, Mama, yes, she did. I was bad, and I admit it. Just don't tell her where I've hid. This one's fun. The difference. Why don't you do this one, huh?
Okay, Steve. My father never bothered to make me scrub in the tub. He wouldn't care if I didn't comb my hair or put on a clean underwear. He'd never choose my shoes to match my shirt, and he sure wouldn't check my neck for dirt or make a guy put on a tie. So why do you suppose I smell like a rose and I'm gussied up like the sissiest buttercup you ever saw? 'Cause of Ma.
Who says mamas make the rules? Who put them in charge? How come mamas act like they just know? I don't have to mind my mama. I'm not afraid of her. Come in, mama.
Sorry, gotta go.
Here I stand, forlorn and bare, my brother in my underwear. I cannot find them anywhere. So close the door. It's rude to stare.
Daddy says I have pitcher ears and a cowlick in my hair. Brother calls me a monkey with a skunk in my underwear. Mama says I'm a silly goose and as stubborn as a goat. And sister says I grow like a weed and talk like a motorboat. Grandma says I eat like a horse, and I'm her little lamb. So I don't know if I'm fish or fowl or exactly what I am. My sister wanted a prince so bad she actually kissed a frog. Did the frog turn into a prince? No, my sister turned into a frog. Turned out the frog was not a prince, but an evil witch in disguise. Did she make your sister a girl again? Yes, but she's fond of flies. That's poems by David Harrison. A Thousand Cousins is the name of the book. Poems of Family Life. Put out on Word Song, which is Boyd's Mill Press. Yeah. Okay, let's hear a little Henny Youngman to take us out here. A little bit of Henny Youngman, then we'll end the show.
Now, in the next scene, we see a couple that have been married for 20 years. He says to her, honey, let's go on a vacation. As he says this, he looks in the next room where he sees a little old lady knitting. He said, darling, if you don't mind, let's go this time without your mother. She said, my mother? I thought it was your mother. Folks, I got a wonderful doctor. If you can't afford the operation, he touches up the x-rays. My arm hurt. I went to the doctor. I said, doc, it hurts when I lift my arm like this. He said, don't do that. I said, doc, it hurts. He pulled down a medical book. He studied 20 minutes. He said, you ever had that pain before? I said, yes. He said, well, you got it again. Incidentally, folks, if any of you people meet me at the racetrack, please, I played a horse so slow the jockey kept a diary of the trip. Some people play a horse to win, some to play, so you should have bet the horse to live. The jockey hit the horse turned around, he said, what are you hitting me for? There's nobody behind us. That's the first time I ever saw a horse start from a kneeling position. I don't mind when the horse is left at the post. I don't mind when the horse comes up to me in the grandstand and asks which way did they go. When I see the horse I bet on at the $2 winner playing another horse in the same race.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.